You're listening to SBS News.
G'day from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Cyclone Finna approaches communities in northern Western Australia. Pioneering Australian chef Skye Gingell dies aged 62. And in sport, India makes history winning the inaugural Blind Women's T20 Cricket World Cup. Let's start in the top end, and in the Northern Territory, thousands remain without power and a stack of schools are closed. But residents have been spared serious injury and significant damage from Tropical Cyclone Finna. Finna passed between the Tiwi Islands and Darwin at the weekend as a Category 3 system, packing destructive winds and heavy rain. Power has been restored to 5,000 homes and businesses, but around 14,000 are still without power. Meanwhile, residents in parts of northern Western Australia are being warned to expect damaging winds and heavy rain today. Jonathan Howe from the Bureau of Meteorology says Finna is expected to cross the northeast Kimberley coast in the late afternoon or evening.
I also thank them for their patience over the coming days where we will still experience thousands of people without power. And lastly, to our emergency services and all of the teams across the top end who are doing the most incredible job getting people back to their normal lives. Thank you so very much. You are the unsung heroes in this. You are the people getting the territory back to business.
Independent Senator David Pocock says he's introducing a private members bill to Parliament today to strengthen protections for Australians against AI deepfakes. The bill bans the use of digitally altered or artificially generated audio or visual content that depicts a person's face or voice without their consent. It proposes creating a complaint system for the non-consensual sharing of deepfake material, strengthening the powers of the EC Safety Commissioner to issue removal notices and establishing a provision for compensation for those individuals wrongly depicted or exploited via deepfake material. Mr. Pocock urged MPs to engage in the debate to ensure safeguards are in place to keep pace with evolving technology.
It seems like a very sensible thing for Australians to be able to say, I own my face. This belongs to me. It is part of who I am. And it should not just be whoever has the best software or the worst ethics to be able to deepfake someone and to use it on the internet.
In overseas news, 50 of the 303 school children abducted from a Catholic school in north-central Nigeria's Niger state have escaped captivity and are now with their families. The owner of the school, Bulis Dawa Yohana, says the school children aged between 10 and 18 escaped individually between Friday and Saturday. A total of 253 school children and 12 teachers are still being held by the kidnappers. The incident happened more than 10 years after the abduction of the Chibok schoolgirls, with the UN saying 91 are still being held captive or are missing today. Co-convener of Bring Back Our Girls movement, Aisha Yesufu, says for 11 years the mass abduction of children has continued and it must stop.
This is something that we should all have rallied together as a nation and say never will anyone touch our children and we will not go after them. But unfortunately, both the government and the Nigerian people failed. People decided to make the abduction of Chibok girls a political issue in the sense that they refused to make demands. Unfortunately, we failed at that. And over the years, what it now did was that it emboldened the terrorists to continue to pick up our children.
There have been tributes for famed Australian restaurateur and chef Skye Gingell, who has died aged 62 in London. Her family shared the news of her death to various media outlets in a statement overnight. Ms. Gingell was a proponent of seasonal and locally sourced produce, and she was also the only female Australian chef ever awarded a Michelin star. She also pioneered the slow food movement to preserve traditional cooking and a more ethical approach to eating. Gingell was also a teacher and private caterer to clients that included Madonna and Nigella Lawson. Let's go to sport now. And India's women's blind cricket team have made history by winning the first ever women's T20 World Cup for the blind. The team defeated Nepal by 7 wickets in the final played in Colombo after they earlier defeated Australia in the first semi-final on Saturday. The team's players come from villages and farming families, with many picking up the sport in the last couple of years after being recruited by school teachers, disability organisations and through community camps. Team captain Deepika TC told Asian News International, "It's amazing to see the team's dreams come true.
The team did not sleep the whole night. After winning, they feel so proud. We dreamed about this."
I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Thanks for listening. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. Check out our podcasts. They include SBS World News Weekly, On the Money, and SBS News In Depth, and you can find those wherever you get your pods.